Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ted, what day is it?
Tuesday.
You guessed it. It is National Dessert Day.
Oh, and no kidding.
And we just talked about...
Sorry. Couldn't come up with another word for...
Good breaks. Good breaks. But you know what? We just talked about Canada, so let's get American.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Covering the best... The 10 best American desserts.
All right.
Well, as far as your guys' dessert world, okay, we have desserts. You're opening up the menu.
Pecan pie for me.
Pecan pie. Okay, really? Pecan pie.
I love pecan pie.
It's awesome.
I love sweet potato pie.
God, I still want to try
Look,
sweet potato
black,
pie.
Look, I'm black. All right, let's just say that.
Fair.
And it covers it, all right?
I still want to try sweet potato pie, dude.
You love it. Do you like sweet potatoes?
Yes.
Okay.
The first time I heard it, kid you not, was iRobot, the movie with Will Smith, and he had sweet potato pie. As soon as he said that, I was like, damn, that sounds fantastic, actually.
It really is, man. And we're in that season where I know I'll get at least one.
Nice.
That's always
sweet
the thing.
Potato pie.
I make one pumpkin pie, one sweet potato pie. Like, cool, because I'm going to eat both.
Miles Montgomery, if you're opening up the dessert menu, what are you hoping is on there?
First of all, hot fudge sundae. I can never.
Hot fudge sundae, attaboy.
When's the last time you had one?
Right? Do you like go full bore with it? Like, are you putting like bananas in there and like sprinkles and like what?
Well,
do
that would be a banana.
Sundae?
Banana split.
Banana split. That's right. My bad.
So I might take some peanuts, but overwhelmed. Just give me the hot fudge and ice cream, bro. God, I don't know.
Not the one you guys will hate is coconut cream pie.
Yes, I will hate.
I love that.
I will hate that.
Are we talking about like high end fancy desserts that are American?
Like bananas Foster.
Kind of standard.
That's what I was thinking. Is banana Foster around there?
That'll work too. You know what? I'll take bananas Foster.
Key lime pie?
It's not on my list there, Mr. Fancy Pants, but you know what? You go ahead and have it.
Damn it!
Yeah, high dollar.
Number 10 on the list of the 10 best American desserts, they go with carrot cake. Moist recipe. The moist spice cake is packed with shredded carrots and often includes nuts, raisins, pineapple. It's finished with a generous layer of rich cream cheese frosting. I do love some carrot cake.
I don't mind carrot cake. I don't know why the carrots are even involved. I don't know
Agreed.
If they contribute flavor. And I'm not knocking them because I don't hate them in it. But like, why?
And I will say,
here?
The bigger the carrot gets in the cake, the less I like it.
I prefer an essence of the carrot. Should we shred it?
Yeah.
Like it says.
Right.
Like the directions say.
Right.
Right. Like, dude, you got chunks of carrot in here. Get real.
Exactly.
Stop adding raisins to every damn thing.
Well, that was big back in the day.
Yeah.
I know. Do we have like a surplus of raisins and the government's like, please, can you just put this in every recipe that doesn't call for it?
There won't be if Miles keeps eating all the doggone grapes in the grocery
please
store.
Please do.
That's right.
Key lime pie. There you go, Ted.
All
at number
right.
nine.
Like some key lime pie.
I only eat it in the summer, but it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. It is a summertime dessert, and honestly, it little goes a long way with me just because citrus fruits and dessert don't quite mix with me.
There's a seafood place where my mom used to live, and they do a like that graham cracker crust.
Oh yeah!
But
baby.
They put like a second layer, like a Big Mac, in the key lime pie.
Oh man,
it is so
nice!
Good.
You know what? Great twist. I like that. Hell yeah! Banana pudding.
Southern favorite.
It's okay. It's all right.
Layers of vanilla wafers, sliced bananas, and sweet vanilla-flavored custard.
Do people buy vanilla wafers for any purpose other than making that dessert?
Dude, when I was a kid, I didn't have banana pudding until I was an adult, but we had vanilla wafers in the house always.
We always had vanilla wafers, but we knew it was going to be used in a banana pudding.
Have you had same thing, banana cream pie? It's basically what it is.
No, but
so
I'm
the
sure
wafers take care of the crust, and there's all banana cream.
Nice.
Terrell, you're right. My mother loves vanilla wafers.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister's house, she got like the little packages of them. I eat one every day.
Yeah, if you put it in a little convenient package, I think I'm more apt to just start.
It's like, I'll have a couple vanilla wafers.
Number seven is one that's another summertime treat. Always around a campfire.
Oh, s'mores.
S'mores.
Did you say s'mores?
S'mores.
S'mores.
S'mores. S'mores.
Well, there's a Scottish. Sean Connery here for s'mores.
Don't know why I said it that way.
S'mores.
Hey, I love those schmaws.
And then recently, people have started upgrading them with like putting a Reese's there instead of Hershey chocolate. Stuff
yep,
like that.
Learned that from my buddy Sal. Also, they sell that package at Costco that it's bits of graham cracker, marshmallow, all covered in dark chocolate.
VD brought it in
like
one
little
time.
Pieces.
Oh,
yeah, the s'mores mix.
S'mores.
Yeah, don't. I mean, buy a bag of it, and then poop your brains out the next day. You ate most of it.
When it comes to cakes, number six was always, in my opinion, kind of the next step up with cake. This isn't a chocolate, this isn't a vanilla or a yellow cake. This is red velvet cake.
It's okay. It,
yeah.
I don't mind the taste. It just always seems so dense to me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not even really a knock. It is delicious. It's just,
but
I don't
know. So sometimes like a really cakey thick donut, that's what that tastes like.
Yeah.
Like red velvet cake just has that heft.
A little drier is also the problem.
Honestly, it's not bad. It's just like,
Yeah.
It's now, like it's so hyped up.
Well, it's the thing, you know, when you're a kid, you hear it's like caviar and escargot, and you finally eat it, and you're like, all right, it tastes like cake.
It's a cake.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, Ted, I'm one of the people hyping it up. I get excited about red velvet cake.
You're a red velvet hype man.
It's red. Like, I don't. For no reason. It's fine. It's great cake.
If you're colorblind, it's gray.
It reminds me of blood.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve, you show up at number five on the list with a pecan pie.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat, man.
You know what? That was the first pie that I enjoyed. I had tried different pies. I couldn't get around the crust when I was a kid. You know, it's not sweet. It's just crust.
Yeah, pies can kind of lead different
My
ways.
Grandfather served me a slice of pecan pie, however you want to say it, and I took the first bite. I was like, this is actually quite nice.
It's odd, but I call it pecan pie, but I call the nuts pecans.
Pecans.
But once you put them in a pie, now it's a pecan pie.
There was a lady that worked with my mom for years, and you had to put in an order around Christmas at, like, Thanksgiving. She baked only so many of them, but she was famous for a recipe.
Nice.
Ooh. And then she died and didn't leave it to anyone.
And left it to nobody.
She is dead.
Is that kind of the MO with you? Like, this is the best, and then they died, and the recipe went with them.
It's happened a couple times.
You know what? You should do that on your gravestone. Just put whatever it is people like that you make, the sausage dip, whatever, just put the recipe. Have it engraved on there. I am dead. The recipe is not dead with me.
There it is.
Number four, a classic that you can make at home any time of the year, brownies.
Sure, man.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
I feel like you can, though, with a brownie. There have been times when you can screw up the brownie.
You ever add, like, chocolate chips and all that?
I don't like a whole lot of stuff in the brownie.
What's really? The one that it's like a chocolate chip cookie and brownie together?
The Black Bottom?
I don't know, but that thing's awesome.
I like the ones with the caramel, like the turtle.
Those are fantastic.
You pour it on top?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Number three, cheesecake.
Oh, yeah, I love cheesecake, man.
Yeah.
I think cheesecake has just gotten so far away from the original cheesecake. Yeah. Because, like, the Cheesecake Factory.
Sure.
Like, a chocolate cheesecake, to me, isn't cheesecake.
Was that, like, a mousse cake, then?
Yeah, to me, it's fine. It's really good.
Fantastic.
I just think it's mislabeled.
Okay. I see
but
where you're
still
going.
Using cream cheese.
You are.
Because it's not mousse. Yes. But, yeah. And
same with the Black Bottom.
Yeah, it's just cheesecake.
But they call it a Black Bottom.
It is called a Black Bottom.
Hang on, what is a Black Bottom?
Essentially, it'd be like crushed up Oreo crust.
Okay.
And then,
see, because I like cheesecake.
You would love it.
You would absolutely lose your freaking mind. If you see it on a menu, just order it.
All right. Can I have the Black Bottom?
Then a woman from Atlanta walks out like,
talk about bun cakes, my girl's got them.
I heard about you, sugar.
No. Chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
The classic American favorite there at number two.
They're
iconic.
The Lay's potato chips of desserts.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with them. They're basic.
And they're different from everybody that you get them, you know, and everybody kind of has their own style.
Do not add raisins to it.
You know, yeah, I'll give you that.
Do not add walnuts to it.
Yes.
Just don't.
Correct.
Let me rephrase this. If you would like to make a chocolate chip and walnut cookie, please do, but call it that. Do not call it a chocolate chip cookie and then put this crap in there.
Well, Reese's makes a peanut butter little chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. I feel so when it comes to Chips Ahoy, are you guys a blue bag or a red bag?
Blue.
I prefer blue, but the kids have decided red, and therefore that is my life.
Ted.
I'll eat either, but I do like the red bag. I like the chewy one.
Thank you. The red bag is superior, you guys.
Yeah.
You think
old
so?
Fogies, yes.
Well, it depends on if you. It's just kind of weird to me. Like, I like that they're soft.
Yeah.
And I wish the blue bag could be as soft as the red bag, but there's something in the taste where I'm like, whatever I'm tasting is why it's soft.
So for me,
you know what I mean?
So for me, a soft cookie needs to be warm. So if you put it in the microwave for a couple of minutes, it's better.
Okay.
But the idea for me with a chocolate chip cookie is dunking it in milk.
Yeah.
And you can't do that with a red bag.
That's fair. That's fair.
I knew he's going there, and he's exactly right.
Yes, he is.
If you have milk, blue bag. Any other day of the week, red bag.
Knock down a red bag. Yeah. And then this is the number one best and most American of desserts.
Apple pie.
Damn
is
right.
It, no, does it deserve to be number one?
Yes,
no.
It is literally the most American dessert. I don't know how it got that. Baseball's the greatest pastime.
I'd rather have peach cobbler.
It gets that title.
Peach cobbler is better.
It's sourced from apples, so I understand that inherently, you know, it starts and ends here. I do get that. But as far as, put it this way, if I'm going to impress someone else from another country, it ain't going to be apple pie.
Disagree.
It will not be. Really?
I'm with Mike. I just go to buy a cheap one at some store or whatever, you got to have apple pie.
One of these days.
Really?
One of these days, I'm going to get brave enough to try what everybody's big fad is when it comes to apple pie is throwing like a slice of cheddar on it.
I've heard cheddar.
I guess it's cheese.
I've heard cheddar.
We did Oreos with cheddar cheese, and it was fine, man. Yeah.
Also, I think apple pie should be hot.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
You know. Really?
If it's left over, throw it in the microwave.
Yep. Oh, yes. I like eating that cold piece.
Okay.
But I'm a sicko.
He's a necrophiliac.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.